You can't be serious about this schedule of battles.
Yes, I can.
He's only had his army 3.5 weeks.
I told you, we did computer simulations on probable results, and here's what the computer estimated Ender would do.
We want to teach him, not give him a nervous breakdown.
The computer knows him better than we do.
The computer is also not famous for having mercy.
If you wanted to be merciful, you should have gone to a monastery.
You mean this isn't a monastery?
This is best for Ender, too. We're bringing him to his full potential.
I thought we'd give him 2 years as commander. We usually give them a battle every 2 weeks, starting after 3 months. This is a little extreme.
Do we have 2 years to spare?
I know. I just have this picture of Ender a year from now. Completely useless, worn out, because he was pushed farther than he or any living person could go.
We told the computer that our highest priority was having the subject remain useful after the training program.
Well, as long as he's useful.
Look, Colonel Graf, you're the one who made me prepare this, over my protest, if you'll remember.
I know, you're right. I shouldn't burden you with my conscience. But my eagerness to sacrifice little children in order to save mankind is wearing thin. The Polemarch has been to see the Hegemon. It seems Russian intelligence is concerned that some of the active citizens on the Nets are already figuring how America ought to use the IF to destroy the Warsaw Pact as soon as the buggers are destroyed.
It seems premature.
It seems insane. Free speech is one thing, but to jeopardize the League over nationalistic rivalries? And it's for people like that, short-sighted, suicidal people, that we're pushing Ender to the edge of human endurance.
I think you underestimate Ender.
But I fear that I also underestimate the stupidity of the rest of mankind. Are we absolutely sure that we ought to win this war?
Sir, those words sound like treason.
It was black humor.
It wasn't funny. When it comes to the buggers, nothing...
Nothing is funny, I know.
Ender Wiggin lay on his bed staring at the ceiling. Since becoming commander, he never slept more than 5 hours a night. But the lights went off at 2200 and didn't come on again until 0600. Sometimes he worked at his desk anyway, straining his eyes to use the dim display. Usually, though, he stared at the invisible ceiling and thought. Either the teachers had been kind to him after all, or he was a better commander than he thought. His ragged little troop of veterans, utterly without honor in their previous armies, were blossoming into capable leaders. So much so that instead of the usual 4 tunes, he had created 5, each with a tune leader and a second. Every veteran had a position. He had the army drill in 8-man tune maneuvers and 4-man half-tunes, so that at a single command his army could be assigned as many as 10 separate maneuvers and carry them out at once. No army had ever fragmented itself like that before, but Ender was not planning to do anything that had been done before either. Most armies practiced mass maneuvers, performed strategies. Ender had none. Instead, he trained his tune leaders to use their small units effectively in achieving limited goals. Unsupported, alone on their own initiative. He staged mock wars after the first week, savage affairs in the practice room that left everybody exhausted. But he knew, with less than a month of training, that his army had the potential of being the best fighting group ever to play the game. How much of this did the teachers plan? Did they know they were giving him obscure but excellent boys? Did they give him 30 launchies, many of them underage, because they knew the little boys were quick learners, quick thinkers? Or was this what any similar group could become under a commander who knew what he wanted his army to do and knew how to teach them to do it? The question bothered him because he wasn't sure whether he was confounding or fulfilling their expectations. All he was sure of was that he was eager for battle. Most armies needed 3 months because they had to memorize dozens of elaboration formations. We're ready now. Get us into battle. The door opened in darkness. Ender listened. A shuffling step. The door closed. He rolled off his bunk and crawled in the darkness the 2 meters to the door. There was a slip of paper there. He couldn't read it, of course, but he knew what it was. Battle. How kind of them. I wish... And they deliver. Ender was already dressed in his Dragon Army flash suit when the lights came on. He ran down the corridor at once, and by 0601, he was at the door of his army's barracks. We have a battle with Rabbit Army at 0700. I want us warmed up in gravity and ready to go. Strip down and get to the gym. Bring your flash suits, and we'll go to the battle room from there. What about breakfast? I don't want anybody throwing up in the battle room. Can we at least take a leak first? No more than a deciliter. They laughed. The ones who didn't sleep naked stripped down. Everyone bundled up their flash suits and followed Ender at a jog through the corridors to the gym. He put them through the obstacle course twice, then split them into rotations on the tramp, the mat, and the bench. Don't wear yourselves out, just wake yourselves up. He didn't need to worry about exhaustion. They were in good shape, light and agile, and above all, excited about the battle to come. A few of them spontaneously began to wrestle. The gym, instead of being tedious, was suddenly fun because of the battle to come. Their confidence was the supreme confidence of those who have never been in the contest and think they are ready. Well, why shouldn't they think so? They are, and so am I. At 0640, he had them dress out. He talked to the toon leaders and their seconds while they dressed. Rabbit Army is mostly veterans, but Karn Karby was made their commander only 5 months ago, and I never fought them under him. He was a pretty good soldier, and Rabbit has done fairly well in the standings over the years. But I expect to see formations, and so I'm not worried. At 0650, he made them all lie down on the mats and relax. Then, at 0656, he ordered them up, and they jogged along the corridor to the battle room. Ender occasionally leaped up to touch the ceiling. The boys all jumped to touch the same spot on the ceiling. Their ribbon of color led to the left. Rabbit Army had already passed through to the right, and at 0658, they reached their gate to the battle room.